Doctor reveals secret to hair loss, and more on this episode of the Rockstar Unplugged podcast.
My name is Matt Koenig.
And I'm Chris Spear.
And we're part of a new breed of sales and leadership professionals creating a movement
that you've probably never even heard of before.
We're waging war against 50 years of old school thinking through a radical movement filled with people just like you who want to lead the change.
We have to do things differently.
We have to do things smarter.
We have to do things better.
We are the Rockstar Movement.
And these are our stories.
Hey everybody, Matt here, your host of the Rockstar Unplugged podcast and co-creator of Rockstar Events. Doctor finds the cure to hair loss. Are you kidding me? Doctor reveals the secret to preventing hair loss. What a catchy title. Now you may be saying, Matt, I thought this podcast is about business and cool shit and everyday stuff that helps people. And my friend, it is. And that's exactly why today I'm going to talk to you about a doctor revealing a secret to preventing hair loss and why this is so critical. And as I do this, I want to let you know that today's episode of the Rockstar Unplugged podcast is brought to you by Flick Fusion. If you're an automotive dealer looking for the best video tools for your dealership, you got to check out Flick Fusion. Go to flickfusion.com. All right, let's talk about how a doctor revealing a secret to preventing hair loss will actually impact your business. I actually hooked up on this thing. I'm a firm believer that the more you learn, the more you earn if you put it into practice. So I'm constantly looking for ways to learn about stuff that excites me. And I ended up picking up a course called 100 Viral Headlines, Top 100 Viral Headline Guide. It's a product called Viral Secrets. The cat that does it is actually, he's actually a magician. John Jakes is his name. And listen, he's boring as hell. He really is. He's boring to listen to, but you can learn something from everyone. And this little thing I picked up from him called Viral Secrets talked about the top headlines that got visibility for his posts on social media. And the very first example, he talks about magician reveals secret to overcoming pain, or doctor reveals secret to preventing hair loss, or car salesperson reveals secret to prevent getting ripped off in the finance office. See, the whole idea behind it is to come up with a strategy for your subject line that's going to get attention from people and make them listen. See, advertising used to have to be really creative before the internet and before there were all these ad agencies doing internet stuff. There was TV, there was radio, there was newspaper. Now, TV was big bucks, and there were these creative companies that would come up with nifty, weird ideas like, you know, the Old Spice whistle or By Menon or Hot Pockets, you know, stuff like that. There were creative people that did that. Now, I'm not saying there's a lack of creative people now, but what I'm saying is we didn't get as inundated with ads everywhere in the past, because most of them came by way of, you know, you're driving by a billboard you don't pay attention to. It'd be a TV commercial, you know, interrupting your favorite show. So you knew that's when you went and got your snack or took a pee or whatever. Or it was coming on during the radio, and that's when you turn the volume down and you talk to your friends and family in the car instead of ignoring them. But nowadays it's different. Ads pop on your phone all the time, right? Depending on certain applications that you buy, they've got advertisements in the app and the games. Facebook is just littered with ads. It's annoying. Instagram's getting annoying, littered with ads. YouTube is already over the top. Google now on a mobile phone, you don't even see an organic result until you scooch past the ads. Holy shit, it's getting ridiculous, right? Well, yes and no. The beautiful thing is, if you're a business owner, you can get a lot of visibility these days with paid advertising. And listen, if you're a regular humanoid, not a business owner, and you don't want to see ads, download ad blockers to your phone. Boom, you'll block ads. But here's the thing. What you may not know is that something like 8 out of 10 millennials and Generation Zers have ad blockers on their phone and computers, so they don't see ads. They block them from showing. So all those display ads that you spent 20 grand on last month, you might be kicking yourself in the ass for now, right? Here's the thing, though, and here's why I share this with you. It's because if your ad is going to get seen, it's got to have a great headline, but you don't just need to think about grabbing attention in ads. You also need to do it with every social media post that you make. I was watching something from Frank Kern yesterday, learning from him. And one of the things he was talking about is in every single post he does, whether it's a video, whether it's an image, whether it's a long form text post, every single one has an offer and not an obnoxious buy now, but an offer in it. Whereas he's naturally sharing with people, he'll encourage them to do business with them. So it's a pretty great tactic and a great technique for communicating just honest and upfront with what you want from people. You get their attention and then you share with them, here's what we do, here's why you want it, and here's what I want from you in exchange. For example, if you've been a listener of this podcast, maybe you didn't know that you can watch the Rockstar events that we've done in the past. You can watch them absolutely free on our website. If you head over to rockstarinfo.com, that's rockstarinfo.com, you can click on previous recordings in the menu bar and you can go through and watch all of our previous events 100% free. Pretty neat, right? Here's the thing. If you like those events, we'd like to invite you to be part of one. Our next one is May 13th and 14th in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the D Hotel and Casino. Derek Stevens, the owner, is an amazing guy. He owns all of Golden Gate downtown. He owns the Outdoor Event Center in Las Vegas. We had the privilege and honor of watching a Stanley Cup opener game when the Las Vegas Knights were playing right alongside Derek, and he is just a great guy. So if you can't join us for our Rockstar event, if you're ever in Las Vegas, go to thed.com, THED.com, and make sure you spend a night there. It's right in the heart of Fremont Street. It's the tallest downtown hotel that there is right now, and it is just so much doggone fun. You're going to love it. Go to thed.com. So anyways, let's talk about this, getting attention. Now, you may have just chuckled a little when I told you the name of the hotel in Las Vegas, The D. Well, it's not like she wants The D, like some of you were thinking, but it's actually because Derek, the owner, is from Detroit, Michigan, from The D, Motor City. Which is why he does a lot of stuff, like he's giving away his Hellcat, or his demon, Dodge Demon, by the way. Like, when Derek's demon at the D Hotel. When you walk in the D Hotel, they immediately grab your attention. They're selling you gambling. They want you to come over to the table. But immediately, their subject line reads, scantily clad woman dancing on table. What do I mean by that? I mean, when you walk in the D Hotel, there are scantily clad women dancing on poker tables. That's their shtick. That's their niche, their thing, apparently, is they have women dancing on the poker tables, like right behind them. Not actually on the table messing up your chips and your cards, but like right behind the table. And that makes them different. Now, my point here is this. Now, maybe that's your style, maybe it's not your style, but my point is this. You've got to, with so much noise in the space, with as competitive as every marketplace is now, you've got to get attention with your ads. You've got to get attention with your social media posts. If we don't do something to grab the audience's attention immediately and then deliver value so that we can hang on to it, well, then we've got nothing and we've done nothing. So, friends, here are a couple of steps to social media and email success, and write these down. Number one, think of something that's big going on in the news media right now. There's always some scandal, some celebrity, something, a celebrity baby birth, something like that. Find something big that's getting everyone's attention right now and think of, how can I make something funny out of that? How can I make a pun about that? How can I make a joke related to that in my subject line that will get everyone's attention? So step one is look for something people are already familiar with and try and come up with something similar but better. Tip number two, and this is a good one, ready? Take action. Listen, a lot of you are going to overthink this. You're going to say, well, I don't want to say something crazy like, why is the Tony Little Gazelle going to save you money on a whatever? And then you tell a story about how you bought a gazelle and traded it for something and it saved you money. I don't know. The point of this is you've got to get creative. And a lot of times you're going to go, I don't want to be creative and sound stupid. Well, I'm sure that when they came up with the idea of Ronald McDonald, not everyone went, a weird pedophilic clown is a great idea with children. You know, there were people there that were like, oh my God, this is a scary idea. Some of them left, some of them stayed. But the moral of the story is, McDonald's said, hey, let's come up with a big, weird, crazy clown. Let's get this weird grimace thing. Let's get a Hamburglar. Let's get the Fry Guys. Let's get Birdie. All of these are crazy. They're crazy ideas. But they attracted people. That's like Apple with the original iPod when they started marketing it. Right? The guy's on his computer. He's got his iPod plugged in. He puts his headphones on. Oh, man, the world just drowns out. It's time to dance. Let's make people feel like that. Listen, I want to say thank you so much for listening in. If you like the stuff we deliver on here, would you please do me a favor? Would you share this? Would you share this with everyone? If you like it, share it. If you don't like it, do me a favor. Leave a comment. Leave us some feedback. Let us know what you'd like to hear, what would make the show better. Thanks again for tuning in. Remember, no matter where you're at in your work or your life, you're just one moment away. Now go out there and make your day and someone else's amazing.